begin with breaking news here at 4. L.A. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani may have been swindled out of millions of dollars by his interpreter.
Representatives of Shohei Ohtani accused his interpreter of engaging in a massive theft of Ohtani's funds to place bets with an allegedly illegal bookmaker who's a target of a federal investigation.
Ipe's been with Shohei since he got here, and, you know, I mean, it feels like they're never apart.
We'll eat breakfast every day at the hotel, if we're on the road, if not at home, then that's pretty much it. We'll get on the bus. Yeah.
These two seem to have transcended friendship into a type of brotherhood.
With the Angels, you did not see Ohtani without seeing Ms. Uhura. This is amazing.
It's safe to say that this is not the start to the season that Major League Baseball was looking for. Because on Wednesday morning, the game's biggest star, Shohei Ohtani, led his brand new Dodgers team to a win over the San Diego Padres in South Korea.
Off the end of the bat, into left center field, that gets the job done. Lux bolting home, and Shohei Ohtani has followed Mookie Betts with an RBI single of his own.
Before having his name tied to a massive illegal sports betting operation on Wednesday afternoon.
A baseball bombshell involving one of the game's biggest stars, the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani. His longtime friend and interpreter fired by the Dodgers after allegations of massive theft to pay gambling debts.
It's a big and complex story, one that is still unfolding. So today, ESPN investigative journalist Tisha Thompson takes us through her reporting to tell us what happened and how baseball's biggest unicorn finds himself embroiled in a giant controversy. I'm Clinton Yates. It's Friday, March 22nd. This is ESPN Daily. When you're on a business trip, you know what completely goes off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups and sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your buys and tries the right way or de-stress with some cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Tisha Thompson, on Wednesday, you published an absolute bombshell of a story alleging that Shohei Ohtani was involved in making payments on behalf of his longtime friend and interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, to settle gambling debts with a Southern California bookmaker. Top line this for us. What exactly is going on here?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it? We had a whole lot of stuff happen in about a 12 to 15 hour period where we were given one story that then turned into a different story. And that in turn led to even more questions that we are now trying to get to the answer of.
How did you become aware of this situation to begin with? We like to talk about the journalistic process here a lot.
So the ESPN investigative unit has been paying close attention to bookmaking operations. A couple of years ago, the U.S. Attorney's Office out of California, the Central District of California, had a guilty plea come in from a bookmaker named Wayne Nix and the associates around Wayne Nix's operation. He is awaiting sentencing right now. But we've been paying attention because there were high profile athletes that were connected to that operation. And it also allowed us to look into this idea of sports gambling. It's not legal in California. Sports betting is not legal in Texas. And even in the states where it is legal, it must be with a regulated sports book. It has to be something that the government is aware of. It cannot be an offshore website, and it can't be with what people like to call a bookie.
How is it that Shohei Ohtani's name first appeared in any of this at all?
We were paying attention to the investigations in California. And based on what multiple sources have said and documents that I saw, we became aware that at least $4.5 million in wire transfers had been sent from a bank account with Shohei Ohtani's name on them to a bookmaker who multiple sources had told us is under investigation in California as part of this wide-ranging probe of bookmaking.
Let's back up here for a little bit and think about the people involved in this and why this is personally my Roman Empire in this situation. A key figure in this situation is Ipe Mizuhara, who's close to Ohtani. I live in Los Angeles. This guy is a household name because every time you see Shohei, you see Ipe. Please do explain for us who he is.
Well, he was technically Ohtani's interpreter. That was his job. But what he really was, according to multiple sources, and even Mizuhara himself, was his closest friend. That's the way he's been described, or one of his closest friends. They had a bond that was as close as brothers, is the way people have described it to us. Mizuhara himself said in a story some time ago that he spent more time with Ohtani than he did with his own wife. So this was bigger than a working relationship. This was a very close personal relationship as well.
We did get a sense of how close those two were when Tim Kuhn shared some of his reporting from time spent with the Angels last summer.
Jared Walsh, who said these two seem to have transcended friendship into a type of brotherhood. And he is referred to as Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. He is far more than that. The game that where Shohei hit two home runs and pitched against the White Sox in June, he had to get ready to pitch after he hit one of his home runs. And they have this samurai helmet that I'm sure you've seen that they run through the dugout with. And Ohtani didn't have time for that frivolity at this moment. So he gave it to Ipe and he ran through the dugout, through the tunnel, you know, celebrating Shohei's home run.
But you got to hear from Mizuhara on the record. What did you learn about his actions and how they involved Ohtani?
So when we became aware of these wire transfers, we obviously went to Ohtani's spokesperson. And on Tuesday night, just a few hours before the season opener with the Dodgers playing the Padres in South Korea, so it was Tuesday night for me on the East Coast, it was Wednesday morning in South Korea, Ipe and I got on the phone. It was a roughly 90-minute conversation. And it was wide ranging. I said, what happened? And we started from the beginning. He said that he had made contact with the bookmaker in question here at a poker game in San Diego after a Padres game in the hotel where they were staying. And he then signed up on this bookmaking operations website. He was given credit to start making bets. He began to bet. But within a year or so, he was starting to get really underwater. And by 2023, he had racked up significant debt. I said to him how much. He didn't want to answer that. I said, we've been told it's at least $4.5 million by multiple sources. He didn't debate that at the time. And we continued the conversation. He said when the bookmaking operation wanted to get paid in 2023, he went to Ohtani and said, I need help. This is the first interview. I want to emphasize, this is the first time I'm talking to him because I'm going to have a conversation with him again. So this first conversation, he says he went to Ohtani and he asked him for help. Ohtani didn't like it, but he said he would pay his debts. Mizuhara says he then watched as Ohtani opened his computer, logged on, and followed directions that Mizuhara was giving him based on what he'd been told by the bookmaking operation on how to send a wire transfer.
Is there any reason why Ohtani didn't just hand over the actual cash to himself?
That was one of our big questions in the beginning. Why do it this way? Why not write a check or give the money to Mizuhara himself and then let Mizuhara deal with the debts? Why put Ohtani's name on this wire transfer? And Mizuhara said in this initial 90-minute conversation we had with him that Ohtani didn't trust him with the money, that he thought he would go spend the money.
Okay. One of the things that was clear in this entire situation, and we should note here that Mizuhara and Matthew Boyer, the bookmaker in this situation, made it clear that Ohtani himself was never placing bets, correct?
Correct. We have had no one tell us that Ohtani placed the bets. Mizuhara, people close to the bookmaking operation, multiple sources have said that Boyer and Boyer's operation only dealt with Mitsuhara. Boyer's attorney said in a statement to ESPN that Boyer never had contact or communicated with Ohtani.
This story is already huge for a variety of different reasons, but it gets more complicated. You mentioned there was a second conversation in which apparently the story changed. What happened?
We were in the final stages of putting our story together based on what Mitsuhara had told us and what other sources had told us about the wire transfers. And we suddenly get told that we're going to get a statement from the attorneys representing Ohtani. We get a statement from the attorneys that says, quote, a massive theft, and that they were going to turn the report over to authorities. They have not given us details on who those authorities are, but this changes everything. So we start making phone calls. We're trying to figure out what happened. I'm going to now back up. Based on what two sources with knowledge of what happened in South Korea and who say that they have firsthand knowledge of what's going on with the Ohtani camp, this is what happens after the Dodgers game ends in South Korea. There is a team meeting that is called, and the owner of the Dodgers gets up in front of the players and says, there's a story coming in the media. Mitsuhara then gets up, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm basing this on what a Dodgers official told me who said that they were in the meeting. Mitsuhara gets up and says, I'm very sorry, I have a gambling problem. A player in the meeting says, okay, so what's the big deal? At that point, Dodgers' Andrew Friedman says, well, Ohtani paid off the debt. Ohtani, it's well known, is not fluent in English. That's why he needs an interpreter in the dugout with him to talk to managers and people with the ball club and the media and the people around him. However, he's lived in the United States now long enough that according to people close to Ohtani, he can piece together enough English and in this case started to wonder what's going on. This is according to two sources close to Ohtani, including a Dodgers official, that Ohtani then leaves that meeting and starts asking questions. They get another interpreter to come, and the interpreter tells Ohtani in Japanese what the people in English say has been going on with these media inquiries. Ohtani then starts to ask more questions. They say, these two sources close to Ohtani say, that's when Ohtani starts to realize what's going on and discovers that the money is missing in his bank accounts.
Did you ever talk to Ipe again to try to corroborate these two things changing so drastically?
Oh, yes, of course. So when we get the statement from the attorneys, we don't know about this Dodgers meeting yet. We will learn about that later. We just have this statement alleging massive theft, and we want to understand what's happened. We do what reporters do, Clinton. You know what we do. We start calling lots and lots of people. And I, of course, the first person I wanted to talk to was Mitsuhara. He picks up the phone and I say, what's going on? He doesn't give me a whole lot. So I say, Ipe, did you lie to me last night? And he says, yes. Through a series of questions and answers, Mitsuhara tells me Ohtani never knew about his gaming debts and he did not pay those gaming debts back.
So am I to understand that Mitsuhara had been keeping Ohtani in the dark the entire time?
We don't know, Clinton. What we have are conflicting accounts, including those from Mitsuhara himself. As of right now, Mitsuhara has not recanted the statement that he is the one who is making the gambling debts. But he has said Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling problem, didn't know he was making the bets, and it wasn't Ohtani who made the wire transfers. What we do know is that there are wire transfers for at least $4.5 million. I've seen two of them from September and October of 2023 that both have $500,000 on them and the name Shohei Ohtani.
Coming up, much more with ESPN investigative reporter Tisha Thompson. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Delicious meat, nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Trust me, I've been eating them like there's no tomorrow all week. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you, like me, are on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries, whatever it may be. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snack game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Can you explain for people who don't know what the legal situation is here in terms of potential penalties? I think a lot of people understand gambling. There's a moral element. There's a MLB element to what's allowed versus what is not. But as you mentioned, sports gambling is technically still illegal in a few states across the country. Are there potential penalties at play here for whomever is caught in this scenario?
Well, there's a couple of different layers here. You threw a couple of things at me. So off the top of my head, I think there's 3 things we're dealing with. One, there's been an allegation of massive theft. That's criminal. And authorities are getting involved if you take this statement from Ohtani's camp, his attorneys. So someone's facing a criminal investigation of massive theft. 2, MLB has rules that say you may not bet on baseball. No one here has accused anyone of betting on baseball. As I said, I have multiple sources beyond Mitsuhara, beyond Ohtani's people. No one is saying baseball was involved. Why? Because if you bet on baseball, it's a lifetime ban. We're talking Pete Rose kind of stuff. So, okay, what if it's not baseball, but it's something else? It depends on where you are. It has to be where it's legal, and it has to be with a regulated sports book. MLB is fairly explicit that you cannot use a bookie or a bookmaker, especially one that is not regulated by the government. On top of that, you have a federal probe going on right now about bookmaking operations. It's already netted guilty pleas from one bookmaker. There's another bookmaker, the one that's at the center of this Ohtani Mitsuhara situation. And that bookmaker, according to multiple sources, is under investigation. Ohtani and Mitsuhara, according to a source close to Ohtani, says that they have not been approached by the feds and have not been interviewed by the feds. At the same time, Boyer's camp, the bookmaker under investigation, is not telling us very much. And we are waiting to see what happens there. He has not been charged publicly with a crime.
What was being bet on if bets weren't being made on Major League Baseball?
Mitsuhara told me soccer. And I had other sourcing that said it was international soccer. Mitsuhara said there were also bets on football and basketball, professional, and then college football.
So we've heard the inconsistencies from Mitsuhara. What, if anything, have we heard from the bookmaker's camp about Ohtani?
Sources with knowledge of the bookmaking operation say that the bookmaker only ever dealt with Mitsuhara, never dealt with Ohtani, never spoke to Ohtani. and that there's no reason to believe that it was Ohtani making the bets. One source told me, and this is a source with knowledge of what's going on, a source told me that the bookmaker, his name is Matthew Boyer, let people believe that the bets were being placed by Ohtani because obviously he's a big name. He would be a big client, and didn't correct people if they assumed that he was working with Ohtani and not Mitsuhara.
For me, the question remains, what did Ohtani know and when did he know it, per what you've reported, is a little difficult to ascertain.
I think there are a lot of questions right now, because when you have something like what happened over the last 48 hours as we were putting this story together, where you have one story being told and then all of a sudden things are being recanted and there's allegations of theft and there's locker room meetings happening and people are telling me that they lied, you obviously want to understand what was going on behind the scenes. And we in the investigative unit at ESPN are obviously asking a lot of questions, and we're going to continue to follow this because there's so much more to come. There is this federal probe happening of the bookmaking operation, and it will be interesting to see what the feds, and when I say the feds, I mean the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Central District of California, what action, if any, they end up taking.
Last thing I'll ask you, and I'm only asking you this because I know you've been doing this job for long before we were on this network. People don't know Tish and I are from the same town. How long, in your professional estimation, do you see this process taking in terms of, I'm thinking as a baseball person, frankly, the season?
I think for fans, they're not going to like the answer. And I'm basing this on what is happening to the bookmaker who has already pleaded guilty. He pleaded guilty 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. And he still hasn't had a sentencing date. It just got moved to September. So I anticipate that this could be a very long run. 2 years, you know, if you think 2 years is a long run, this could be a long run before we get some really solid answers. But in the meantime, we're going to try to do our best to get to the bottom of what's going on. Major League Baseball doesn't have a lot of precedent for this. Unlike doping and don't, you know, use illegal substances and those kinds of cases where there's a lot of precedent. They tend to do the same thing depending on the severity. There's not a lot of precedent here. Everyone says Pete Rose. Well, yeah, Pete Rose. But beyond Pete Rose, there hasn't been very much that MLB has had to do about bookmaking or using a bookie or illegal betting. And we're sort of in uncharted territory right now.
Just a month ago, Shohei Ohtani was celebrated as effectively the savior of Major League Baseball with a new season on deck.
There are a lot of questions, and some of those people who are going to be asking those questions are not investigative reporters named Tisha Thompson. They also include Major League Baseball, and possibly it will be interesting to see if the federal authorities start to ask questions.
Thank you, T.
Always good talking with you, Clinton.
I'm Clinton Yates. This has been ESPN Daily. Our show is produced by
Bruce Baldwin,
Ashley Brown,
Bradford Craig,
Alexander Hyacinth,
Ryan Nantel,
Mike Philbrick,
and Phoebe Unterman.
We had additional help this week from Jason Costura. Special thanks to Andrew Hahn, Mike Johns, and Vin Canamella. We'll talk to you Monday.